In the day's other news, U.S. Attorney General William Barr has called a news conference for tomorrow morning at 9:30 Eastern Time to make public some of the special counsel's Russia report. It is to be a redacted version, leaving out grand jury testimony and classified information, among other things. President Trump says that he may also take questions about the report after its release. The New York Times is reporting that Justice Department officials and White House lawyers have already had several conversations about what's in the report. The Associated Press reports tonight that North Korea has test-fired a new tactical guided weapon. Leader Kim Jong-un called the test a, quote, event of very weighty significance. The move comes just days after U.S., South Korean, and North Korean leaders have said they are willing to hold more summits to resolve the ongoing nuclear crisis. President Trump has vetoed Congress's attempt to end U.S. involvement in the war in Yemen. Lawmakers had argued that a sustained years-long Saudi-led bombing campaign has killed thousands of civilians and worsened a humanitarian crisis. The president said the resolution would weaken his constitutional authority. The U.S.-backed government in Afghanistan is under fire now for its treatment of war prisoners. A United Nations report says that one-third of captured Taliban fighters and others have been tortured or mistreated. The worst conditions are at prisons in Kandahar province. That is a Taliban stronghold. In Indonesia, the president, or the incumbent president, appears to have won a second term in today's election. Joko Widodo's victory is a boost for moderate forces over ultra-nationalist and Islamist groups. Widodo's supporters celebrated the news in Jakarta this evening, and they voiced hope for social and economic progress.
Today's quick count results show that Widodo was leading, but no matter who is elected later, I hope he will bring Indonesia forward, reduce the unemployment rate and national debt. I hope for the best for this country.
More than 20,000 legislative seats were at stake in the election. The latest change in U.S. legal asylum policy has immigration and civil liberties activists vowing to sue. Attorney General Barr has ordered that legal asylum seekers no longer be released on bond while their cases are pending, even if they show a credible fear of returning home. The ruling does not affect families or children who arrive without parents. Meantime, the government of Germany is imposing rules that make it harder for failed asylum seekers there to avoid deportation. The move focuses on people who have exhausted all legal avenues to obtain asylum. Those who receive asylum in other EU countries but try settling in Germany will also be denied benefits. And on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 3 points today to close at 26,449. The Nasdaq fell 4 points, and the S&P 500 was down 6. Still to come on the NewsHour, sitting down with U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton, remembering the tragedy at Columbine High School 20 years later. The U.S. military expands its drone operations in Africa, and much more.